साधन है एक शब्द का पाठ पक्का करो। तपस्या अर्थात एक का बनना। तपस्या, अब तपस्या के गहराई में जाओ। तपस्या अर्थात एक का बनना। तपस्या अर्थात मन बुद्धि को एकाग्र करना। तपस्या अर्थात एकांत प्रिय रहना। पूरा करूं ना? बहन या ऊपर जो नीचे से छूट ले या ऊपर से छुट्टी लो। तपस्या अर्थात स्थिति को एक रस रखना। तपस्या अर्थात तपस्या समझा, सर्व प्राप्ति प्राप्त खजानों को व्यर्थ से बचाना अर्थात एकानामी करना। इसे एक के पाठ की स्मृति में रखो तो निरंतर योगी सहज योगी, निरंतर योगी सहज योगी बन जाएंगे, मेहनत से छूट जाएंगे। स्लोगन, आज्ञाकारी वह है जो मन और बुद्धि को, आज्ञाकारी वह है जो मन और बुद्धि को मन मत से सदा खाली रखते हैं।
An obedient soul is one who keeps their mind and intellect free from the dictates of one's own mind. Lovely slogan. So it seems Jintiben is going somewhere. So what would you like to make firm for yourself or want to share with everybody?
That he asked me to carry away everyone's love and good wishes. So, taking leave from all of you to go to Spain this morning, and I'll be back next Monday. And I was just remembering that I think it was in April when some of the European core group were here. That's right, it was Easter Sunday, and we had an interview, and then Manda was also asking all the European NCOs various questions. And the question she asked Mira from Spain was, what would you say is the cause of so much success of service in Spain? Because she'd also been there several times. So she said that it feels that everything you touch in Spain turns to gold, that any type of service is just so natural and easy and automatic. And so Mira said that it definitely wasn't her own effort. It just happened like that. But it's true that on all levels, whether it's number of centers, number of people who want to surrender, whether it's number of programs, VIPs and contact, everything just happens so beautifully and flourishes in Spain. And then Mira and I had another conversation about it, and what came out was that people there have so much bhavna, so much love for God. And so it's like ready-made land. And Northern Europe, UK, the ground is a bit harder because there isn't that same bhavna. And so what we can do is to change the atmosphere. It's service that Baba's been talking about, and not just the atmosphere in this house, but the atmosphere of the country, the atmosphere around the whole of Europe. Send out Baba's light and love so that then there's a feeling of bhavna that emerges in souls. I've seen the change in England in 30 years, but a little bit further to go to make the stone actually begin to melt. So that's the feeling I'm taking away, that there it's ready-made, but here this is what we need to do. Send out more of Baba's light so that there's that greater feeling, that bhavna. But also, it was very interesting, many things that he's been saying over the last little while. But in particular, she's been saying how victory for the self in terms of my own personal transformation happens through the buddhi with faith, nischa buddhi. Yes, true. But also that success in service. And she's been differentiating between victory and success. So success, the external result. So success in service happens through bhavana. So for myself, the stability of faith, but in terms of service, there's very, very pure, good feelings. And so it's worth reflecting on that. Om Shanti. I'll actually miss Daddy's departure for the Caribbean, and so I'll see Daddy when come back, and Hans is going with Daddy, and Himlath is traveling with Daddy. Auntie and Savi are going from Canada to be with Daddy, and who else? Masana is going from here to be in Jamaica. So anybody else who has the inspiration? Hansa was inviting Jemini Ben, and Maureen's been invited to Trinidad more times than I can count. Bhavan Pai is on the list that Hemlata Ben wants to come to Trinidad. Let's see what happens. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. This is tomorrow's Amrit Vela point. In the children's heart, there is the song that plays automatically of my Baba, and this song also plays in the father's heart, my children, my long lost and now found children. The children are the crown on the father's head.
ओम शांति. आज पौने सात शाम को वेमली इन स्पेस में दादी का इंटरव्यू रहेगा. त्रुषा भाई करेंगे और टॉपिक है डिटर्मिनेशन अश्योर्स सक्सेस. तो आप सभी को भी विशेष निमंत्रण है और आप जरूर अपने फ्रेंड्स और फैमिली को भी लेके आएंगे. थैंक यू.
दादी इंटरव्यू इन वेमली इन स्पेस दिस इवनिंग विद ब्रदर त्रुषार एंड द टॉपिक डिटर्मिनेशन. All welcome. Your remembrance, Baba, gives so much happiness to hearts. The experiences of waves of coolness in just a moment. Receive shade. In remembrance, there is merged the ocean of peace. You go deep and attain so many jewels in your remembrance, Baba. This confusion and separation, but in this sweet meeting there is peace, happiness. Merged in this meeting, and the income is imperishable that we attained from you. In your remembrance, Baba. There's no worry about tomorrow, nor is there any fear of death. In every situation, there is benefit when your vision is on us. There's benefit in every situation when there's your vision on us. The world is the bodily world. They don't know these things. Your remembrance gives happiness to hearts. It's waves of coolness felt in just a moment. I've been asked to translate the last song especially, and I hope I'm going to be able to do that. Everyone respond. Om Shanti.
Khushi sukh nasha.
Happiness.
Par kehna.
Happiness and intoxication. Happiness that you experience when you listen to the things Baba relates, you see the family, it brings happiness. And another form of happiness is the experience of happiness that you feel internally, of supersensuous joy that finishes sorrow. Another type of happiness that she's describing. There's a song that if you want to know about supersensuous joy, ask about the gopis and gopis. Ask the gopis and gopis. So that is supersensuous joy. You wouldn't ask the rishis or the sannyasis, the munis, you wouldn't ask them about supersensuous joy. But ask the gopis and gopis who have the intoxication from the murli. And the practical proof of the murli, that one's mind and senses become quietened, the mind becomes quiet. That's when the senses are in order, work in order. Not that they're suppressed. Not suppressed through force, because if that were to happen, then they would be even more mischievous. But Baba gives the mind such good nourishment that the senses stay in good order and it becomes easy to maintain that good order. Yoga is very good, actions are good, inculcation is good. When one is out of control of the senses, that is when the mind is not peaceful, then the old things within you don't finish, the things of the past don't finish, and you will not experience happiness, nor will there be intoxication. Intoxication comes when there is victory, that I am Mayajit, I am the conqueror of Maya, that I am the conqueror of sinful actions. No sinful action can happen, no sinful thought can come. So, now there are so many things that he would like to clarify and she'll see how much it's possible within the time frame. The attention that Baba has drawn on dharana, inculcation, that our status is on this basis. And he says that children, everything you see is going to perish, everything is going to end. And so, your senses immediately come under control. The saying that some people's wealth remain buried, some will be burnt, some will be stolen, some the government will take away through taxation. So one way or another, somebody will thief your wealth. Somebody will steal it. For some, it will be through fire that it will go, and that he hears sometimes suddenly there's fire and everything finishes. So we know the things that we see through these eyes are all going to finish, but we know the things that we see with the intellect are the things that are going to happen, and that's what we are working towards. So, brother, to write such articles that will open people's eyes about heaven is coming, heaven is being established, so that when your intellect is so clear, people will accept that. They will not think that this is imagination, but they will accept it to be real. Because all that we see is the falsehood of Maya. The whole world is false. This body is false. But they should see us and feel practically, yes, they are real. What they're teaching is true. Nadi doesn't remember whether she's shared this next thing with us. Those people who have studied Yoga Vashishtha, particular book or scripture, and just as the Gita is a scripture that studied, it's great yogis who studied this Yoga Vashishtha scriptural literature, and Rishi is the one who is spoken about in this, and Rishi is saying to God that I believe that this world is just a myth. and Dadi feels the places that she's been to are like a dream. She doesn't even remember them. They remember Dadi has come and gone, and they write about it. And they say it was a lovely experience. But for Dadi, it's like a dream. A dream that's almost faded. So the things of bhakti are things that are even to this day useful, that consider this world to be a myth. This world is a myth. So Rishi is saying to Rama, "Hey Ramji," again and again. So Rishi, the one who gave knowledge to Rama. And so honestly, what is there really? Because there's just so much falsehood, there isn't even a trace of honesty or truth. I see the jewelry of today and it's just artificial. Everything is artificial. And our jewelry in our time, so valuable to this day. It is very, very valuable. The jewelry of the olden world is very valuable. Is there value in today's jewelry? You ask someone how much their jewelry is, and the necklaces or the things they wear around their necks are like big stones. And she thinks, isn't it painful to wear things like that? But diamonds that we used to wear were tiny, tiny diamonds. And as Baba said today, on the face of things, it looks like people have so much wealth, like palaces, but internally, there is no strength. There is no strength, no foundation to what they have. And so within ourselves, there is this building with this strong foundation. And nowadays, the buildings that are erected, they don't have cement and bricks, but it's just glass and glass and more glass. And Baba says that if these buildings collapse, what will be left? What will be the state of human beings? And I hear sometimes when there are car accidents and glass is embedded within the body, there's so much harm. And so glass is for being able to see outdoors, to be able to receive sunlight. Not that we want pollution to enter, not that we want rain to come in, but it's just so that we can have sunlight. And of course, it's necessary to have four walls. But what do we need a mirror for? To see ourselves. With this glass, it's not mirror glass. It's just glass so that we can look outside. The walls are for our safety. But to be able to see within ourselves, we need a mirror. What good is a house, a home, where there is no mirror? What if there were no windows? There'd just be darkness. And so we need to know the things of outside world just for the sake of it. And not that we need homes that are fully built with glass, that if it were to fall, then we would be embedded with that glass. No. But what happens is that we are sitting in a home, but the intellect is wandering outside. So Baba asks, what is the dharana that you need to have? When one has the interest to have dharana, they will have attention on Baba's knowledge. It's that we like listening, we enjoy what we hear, but when we go outside from here, we forget. And so one thing that I've kept very firm in my mind that Baba has taught right from the beginning, that when I leave the classroom, I will never forget the study, what I have studied that day. Doesn't matter how many hours of study it may be, I will never forget what I have learned that day. So after Murli, Baba used to take us for a walk in Abu. in the beginning days, in the early days of ABU, and I used to be a nurse, and Baba used to take us for a walk, and I didn't want my patients to complain that I had left them and gone. So she would make preparation very early for the patients, and Baba knew that my child, that is, Dadi, would be coming. So Baba would be waiting for me, and I would go running, and Baba would say, "Come, child, come, child," and I would go running to Baba, and then I would go walking with Baba, and I used to enjoy that so much. And Baba used to walk very fast, so I always felt I wanted to be a step in front of Baba. So Baba would be behind me. And so Baba understood the child wanted to be ahead of him. And so I would be a step in front of Baba, Baba would be behind me. And Baba never used to give his hand in anybody else's hand when Baba was walking. So we used to give our hand to Mama when we walked, but never did we hold Baba's hand because Baba didn't ever want to be seen as old and needing support. So I always felt I wanted to be ahead of Baba and not be left behind. And once or twice it happened that Baba had gone ahead of me and I was behind. And I was thinking, now how am I going to catch up with Baba? How can I do that? And so this should be the attention on dharana, that let me be a step ahead of Baba. So Baba is behind me as my support. One strength, one support. Ek bal, ek bharosa. One strength, one support. And so there's a connection with what Dadi is explaining, with what she's saying now. And so the habit was there of being ahead of Baba. And so if Dadi was not able to go with Baba on the walk, then for 10 minutes, 15 minutes, she would lose herself somewhere where she could just be in solitude and revise summarily. And so each line, each word of Baba is so lovely, I enjoy it so much. And if I have not revised it, then I would feel I cannot have breakfast. And that's what she says to us. The things that we have to engage in, work-wise, service-wise, that's going to be there anyway. But let there be this very good habit of revising the murli. And so sometimes Dadi would have somebody with her with whom she would revise the murli. And so in this, there's great intoxication. So khushi, happiness, supersensuous joy, and intoxication. So when we come into dharana, then Baba says that if you use the treasures that you have received, then they become yours. They are from Baba, but you use them and they become yours. If you give them to others, then that's donation. And as you give to others, that's charitable action. So it's you the one who has given it, but when you inculcate it and donate it, then it's an act of charity. If one doesn't listen with attention, they're not going to be able to inculcate because at the time of listening, they're nodding off. And so how are they going to be able to donate? So donation is done from the heart. So early in the morning, there'll be some or other thought that today I want to achieve this, today I want to do this. So another story, there was a story about using everything in a worthwhile way. And there was a brother, and of course Baba says all the children are number wise. Some will not have the thought of surrendering themselves. That's like a big thing for them, because all this feeling of mine, mine, if all of that were to go, I don't know what would happen. So some have this type of thought. And so they think it's not easy. And they say, well, for them, it's a different thing. Some of them are happy, some are not. And they know this internally. So Brother Robin wanted to ask these things yesterday. And Dadi said that these things where some say they're happy, some are not. they don't realize the reason for that is themselves. They don't realize the fact that they are not happy is their own reason. It's not to do with anybody else. And so certain questions that he said to Kavita Ben ought not to be asked, because everybody who was there would not understand. They will start finding reasons. But it's not for us to find reasons. But who can remain happy and how can they remain happy? Those who are not able to tolerate seeing others happy, how can they remain happy? Those who don't have the power of tolerance, they cannot remain happy. Those who don't know how to give love, pure spiritual love, they're not able to be happy. They see others receiving love, they ask for love, but they don't feel happy. And they compare, this one receives love, I don't. And so within their drishti, there is comparison. And so they cannot be happy. So to be surrendered is a very big thing. And so people do this very carefully, step at a time, carefully. And so when Dadi had visited Pune recently, there was one sister there. I didn't catch the name, but very sensible. Sensible means one who has a good intellect, and she's there, that he's known her for years. In the beginning, she wasn't able to understand the cycle and the tree, and she said, "What is all this? I've come to learn yoga, I've come to know how to have peace of mind." And so she started to understand these pictures, and she started seeing that those who are surrendered in the center, are they happy? Are they happy? And she'd been seeing me, and I was 30 years in knowledge. And she had a lot of love for me right from the beginning to this day. And Baba used to say very nice things about her. Baba would say that her eyes are like the eyes of a deer. She's a very lovely soul. And she didn't have any karmic bondages. And so she met Dadi with a lot of love this time round in Pune. That's old love from years ago. Her whole family is very good. So that one who was the instrument did not actually surrender, and therefore nobody else in the family surrendered. But she did use everything of hers in a worthwhile way, wealth-wise. And so she was very good at that. Therefore, other family members followed in that. And so why this happened is a deep story about karma. And so now she's telling us these examples so that our eyes would open. Now she had just one son. She used to live with her brother, and the brother did not have a son, so the sister's son was equal to the brother's son, as he didn't have a son, and Daddy also had a lot of love for that son. And suddenly the boy developed blood cancer. He was taken to hospital. He was 11 years of age. They kept giving him blood transfusions and kept losing blood. And the child says to the mother, "Why do you spend so much money after my health? I'm going to leave the body. You're spending money unnecessarily because it's just continuous blood transfusions and it's not leading to anything." Mother started crying. "What is the child saying?" Then the child called me and said, "Please explain to my mother, please explain to my uncle. They're just wasting their money. Why don't they give it to the yakya instead so that I can earn some income as a result? Please explain to my uncle." And the doctors were amazed at what the child was saying. And so the child gave such good understanding to his mother and to his uncle, and then they learned how to use everything in a worthwhile way. And the grandmother was also alive, and she was a lovely, lovely soul. And so the little boy was also the favorite of the grandmother. And so at the time, there was no center, and the grandmother asked me to stay in their home. And so still, that family did not have the strength to surrender. So that instrument sister, her name was Satya, she did not have the strength to surrender. But they had the art of using everything in a worthwhile way. And so Sarla Ben and Dadi stayed in their home, and the home was a very lovely big home, and Baba's classes took place in that home. And so the way of using everything in a worthwhile way was they helped open Gita Pathshalas and places for Baba. And so now the next aspect of swaha, sacrificing. And an example in this, one sister whose name was Narayani, she didn't keep anything even the size of a sesame seed for herself, not even a little hanky. She gave everything to Baba, sacrificed everything. Even at the time of leaving the body, she said, there's 1,000 rupees to say to Brij Shanta Dadi to take it away, to use it for Baba's service. And from somewhere or other, she always received food to eat. Her husband had left the body, her son had left the body, and she'd become aged. And yet she was carefree, just Baba, Baba, Baba all the time. And she would meet me and say, oh Janki, with that love. And she would not even keep something like a pencil or notepaper, nothing as small as that either. So she would say, do you want anything? Dadi said to her, would you like anything? And she said, Dadi, you know you keep a cushion under your feet. Could you send me a cushion like that? And so Dadi wanted to give her that, plus like a sheet, one of Baba's sheets. And what do people wear in their ears and their noses? Those studs and earrings and ear studs. And Dadi was told by force to have her ears pierced. And Dadi said, what for? She said, to have so much understanding, there's no need for all these things. So somebody said something about cleaning. If you want to clean something out, then first throw out all the rubbish. If it's something that's useful to others, then give it to others. Don't keep anything that's of no use to you. Let others have it. So, sesame seed, millet seed, ghee. This is what people, swaha, sacrifice into a physical sacrificial fire. So these things, if you put the sesame seed and if you put millet seeds, but you don't put ghee, then how is there going to be the fire? And so to be able to give everything, ghee is wealth. Millet seed is equal to the body, and the sesame seed is the mind. Small, but it's the mind that becomes mischievous, does its own thing, and therefore does not allow you to sacrifice yourself. And so make the mind obedient. So the sesame seed, if you keep anything as tiny as that within yourself and you don't sacrifice it, then what's the result?
Okay.
So, body, mind, wealth, all these three things. tomorrow she'll talk about intoxication. And with intoxication, any task can be achieved successfully. So now the last song. The last song. Whether it's this earth or the sky, whether it's Madhuban or anywhere, wherever we are, Baba, you are with us. Baba, your canopy is over us. In the images of Madhuban, we are able to see you. In the images of Madhuban, we are able to see you, just as we see beloved Shyam, that is Krishna, dancing with every gopi. You are in our eyes, merged in our eyes, in our vision. Wherever you are, the feeling is you are with me. Your canopy is over us. Just to have good wishes, pure feelings. That's what you are telling us. You are teaching us to do the service of having pure thoughts for others, good wishes. You are teaching us to become bodiless, incorporeal. Though you may be somewhere else, the feeling is you are with me. Whether this earth or the sky, whether Madhuban or whether the soul world, wherever you may be, Baba, you are with us. Just your canopy over us. Om Shanti.